Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Matzler. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang, my colleague and co-host, and we're very pleased to welcome our colleague, Andrew Collier. His most recent book, China's Technology War, Why Beijing Took Down Its Tech Giants, is as up to date as the news out of China. And I look forward to talking to with Andy at length in July about his prognostications in 22, I believe, was the publication date. But here, 3 years later, what Andy was speculating about is now a footnote in history. It all happened, and it's happening at an accelerated rate. But right now, we're concerned with the detail about the People's Republic of China and its dependence, its completely subservient dependence on oil coming out of the Middle East. This recent conflict suggests that China has to make plans for the eventuality that the Straits of Hormuz or some other event will be closed to their necessity of oil out of the Middle East. Andy, a very good day to you. There's nothing new about geography. It's always been there. But the Straits of Hormuz are much in the news right now. Is there an indication that China's preparing for a day in which the Straits are closed and they have to deal with a high price of oil? Good evening to you.
Good evening. I don't think that they can prepare for that. And there's not much of a strategy going forward because they get 44% of their oil from the Middle East. And certainly they've been able to continue the flow from Iran despite the sanctions from the United States. But preparing for a shock, if prices were to go up significantly, like 25% or so, would be very difficult for them. So I don't think that they are really prepared, and it would be disastrous to their economy if that were to happen.
Gordon, you have a question for Andy.
Andy, China does have a strategic petroleum reserve, and I suppose they could draw down on that, something that they would be loath to do. But what would happen inside China if, for instance, the strait were closed? What would they? How would they adjust on an emergency basis?
Well, as you said, they have 290 million barrels of oil in the strategic reserve, but that would disappear fairly quickly, and I'm sure they don't want to draw it down too far. Essentially, they have to start rationing energy, which means that some of the large state firms would get prioritized, as they usually are in China, so as steel companies and so forth that are huge consumers of electricity. So they might have to actually cut off lights and power to homes, but this is an extreme case. If oil spiked that much, then the rest of the world would also be in trouble. So I'm a little skeptical that that scenario is going to happen.
There is an opinion piece at Reuters, Gordon directs me to. China builds a crude oil war chest amid Middle East tensions by Clyde Russell. The argument is based on the fact that China's refining oil, I'll read the argument, it's very straightforward. China is continuing to build up crude oil stockpiles as it refines substantially less than what it has available from imports and domestic production. Do they have the refineries, to our knowledge, Andy, that can handle if there is a bounty of crude oil that they're storing in a fashion not unlike the way we store it? Are they ready to refine it quickly and keep the economy moving, or would they be on rationing oil the way you indicate?
There's, as far as I know, there's always been a shortage of refining capacity. And even the Iranian oil that's coming in is going through what they call teapot, sort of mom and pop refineries, which is suggests that the capacity is fairly limited. So they would still have to ration, even if it came out of the strategic reserve. But obviously, the reserve would be a buffer until the geopolitical stuff quieted down.
Gordon, it's always been a mystery to me how it is that China believes it is a world power, given their dependence upon a supply route that is necessarily at risk all the time. Is that something that they talk about, the Chinese Communist Party, about they're completely dependent upon somebody else's supplies?
Yes, they are obsessed about that. So, for instance, they're trying to build pipelines through Myanmar, through Pakistan, to eliminate their dependence on the Strait of Malacca, also a critical choke point. And they always talk about how they need a navy to ensure the source of supply, their sea lanes, because they don't want to be dependent on the U.S. Navy for doing that.
What's odd, Gordon, is that these last years they've been preaching self-dependence. You know, we're going to have everything here for us, and we don't have to trust them for anything. And yet the fundamental, crude oil, and crude oil is not going away in this century. No, it's not going away. Okay, they're dependent upon other people. It's contradictory, Gordon.
Well, they're trying to minimize that dependence. And the other big dependence they have is food. And their food shortages, and they're not shortages, but their self-sufficiency ratio on food is continually declining. And that is something also that I think that they are worried about. So critical commodities are things that China really depends on others for.
And Andy, their EV market, we hear much about it because they've got a cheap EV that has good quality in it. Is the EV market meant to satisfy this gap between what oil they have and what they need? And is it anywhere close to achieving its goals of substituting EVs for fossil fuel generated automobiles?
I think their concern about energy is one of the reasons for the growth of the EV market. The other is that they were able to leapfrog technology and go directly to new tech, and they've done it very successfully in the EVs, although at a huge cost in terms of subsidies. But yes, it's EV market penetration is fairly significant in China, and it has reduced their global dependence. But if I could just add one point, I mean, the entire trade war between the United States and China is basically ignoring the fact that we're dependent upon each other for a lot of different goods. And China's dependent on oil from other areas of the world. So I think both countries are deluding themselves that they feel that they can completely decouple.
Gordon, you have a question for Andrew.
Andrew, yesterday, President Trump said that he was going to waive American sanctions on China's purchase of Iranian oil. And at the same time, he expressed hope that the Chinese would buy oil and energy from the U.S., probably LNG more than oil. What did you make of those comments?
I was very amused, and I was very amused to see that the Treasury Department quickly backpedal and put out a statement saying that there's been no change in the sanctions policy. This is another example of the disarray in the Trump administration. I mean, it's good in some ways that Trump is trying to dodge and go back and forth between sort of pro-China and anti-China, or, you know, pro-Iran and anti-Iran sentiments. I mean, I kind of like the way he's trying to quell the waters, but it certainly is confusing the rest of the world. They're having to guess the actual policy of the United States.
Is energy the chief concern of the Chinese economy? Is that what they focus on more than anything else? Gordon mentions food, and I'm ready to take into account that they have bad water and bad food. But without energy, there's no growth. There's nothing, correct?
Yes, that is true. But I think their main focus is technology, because they figure that in order to move the country forward and become a great nation, they need a high tech like semiconductors and AI and so forth. Energy is a major concern. But given the geopolitics, they probably can assume that things will continue to allow them to import, as they have with Iran illegally.
Gordon, just 30 seconds. How long would it take for their economy to shut down in the event of an embargo of oil?
Well, it probably would be at 3 or 4 months, but I think the one factor is panic. These moves would panic the global economy, and right, that would tank Chinese exports. And that really is the issue, not how long they can last with their strategic reserve.
Andrew Collier, the author of China's Technology War, Gordon G. Chang, at Gordon G. Chang.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip: when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Ugh, spam calls. Sound familiar? Introducing Line 2. Get a second phone number right on your existing phone. Imagine discounts, appointments, online forms. Handle it all without giving out your personal number. It's like having a secret weapon against spam. And when those unwanted calls sneak through, boom, blocked. No more interruptions, no more stress. Stay connected, stay protected. Keep your main number safe and out of harm's way. Ready to take back your phone? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.